This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Hi, Gavin. What you got, man?
I think we all have moments when we are really conscious of what people are thinking of us, both good and bad. And I remember going through like junior high and high school, I feel like I lived and breathed by what people thought about me.
Sadly, as a kid, that's what defines you, you know, and that's why as parents, you gotta really work hard to reinstill in your kids what God says about them.
Absolutely.
And who they are in Him, because otherwise, man, you just get lost.
Absolutely. But a new study shows what most of us want to be remembered for, what people thought about us after we passed away.
Oh, actually.
So apparently, the overwhelming majority of people want to be remembered for being kind and generous during their lifetime, as opposed to having accumulated wealth,
right,
and power, and success.
Do you know the best way to be remembered as kind and generous when you died, after you've died, is be kind and generous while you're alive.
Hey.
Like, if you actually do it, you know, and you're really consistent with it, then people will remember you that way.
you don't want to be at that point where, like, I can't totally remember what I did, but
yeah,
I hope they think I was a nice person.
Yeah, you can't just do everything else you want to do and then go, boy, I hope they, yeah, it doesn't work that way. It is an interesting phenomenon. I've always been fascinated by this. When someone passes away, we tend to, and maybe this is a good thing, we tend to only focus on the good stuff in their life. You know, you look at celebrities that, you know, had drug addictions or did bad things, and then we talk about just the great movie they were, or the humanitarian they were, or just even people in our lives. I mean, you have someone in your family that passed away, and they were mean as a snake, and then you get up there at the service, and you're like, you know, had a way with words, Uncle Jim there, you know? And so, like, we tend to find the good in that, and maybe the funeral is not the place for complete honesty.
No,
you know,
not
maybe
really.
That is a good time to reflect back on the good that somebody did in their life, because you can't paint somebody with one brush either. You know, they have multiple facets to their personality.
But like you said earlier, the best way to be remembered for being kind and generous is to be kind and generous.
That's it. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're gonna play a little game called Will Gavin Get It? Because you don't have to know more than Gavin here. You just have to figure out if Gavin is going to get something right or not. You're betting on or against him based on what you think of his 25 years of knowledge.
Oh.
Yeah, he's young. He's young, so he doesn't know everything. But there's some things that are right in his wheelhouse.
I know some things.
I am curious about this one. Here, we'll do a little test round.
Okay.
In which year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh, signed?
Was it 1776, 1775, or 1777? Actually signed. Will Gavin get it? I would bet no. So if I was betting, if I was playing,
I would
say no, he's not going to get it.
Because we declared our independence. We declared.
Right.
We spoke our
right,
freedom into existence in 1776. Hopefully I'm right about that.
That's what the history books tell you,
Yeah, I've watched Hamilton.
Okay.
But because this feels like a trick question,
right,
which it shouldn't be, I'm an American, I'm just going to say 1777.
Okay,
yes. Was that an option?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was an option. Because, yeah, a lot of times you, like you said, declare your independence,
yeah,
but something isn't actually signed till like January.
Exactly.
And so this is one of those facts that you could easily forget from high school.
Sure.
And you just got it wrong. It's 1776, Gavin.
No, I overthought it.
You did overthink it. That's my problem on every test I ever take.
Yeah.
I overthink everything and I undo myself. So there you go. Gavin could be his own worst enemy in this game, and you're going to have to figure that out. If you want to win a prize and play along with us, Will Gavin get it? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You don't have to know more than Gavin, okay, Ashley? All you have to do is guess, will Gavin get the answer right or wrong of these questions, all right?
Yes, sir.
Because let's face it, knowing more than Gavin would be almost impossible, because
oh, thank
he
you.
Is so smart. And we're going to find out exactly how smart he is right here Which scale is used to test whether garden soil is acid, neutral, or alkaline? Is it the Bernoulli scale, the pH scale, or the sedimentary scale? So, Ashley, again, you already know this because you're a brainiac, but will Gavin get it? What do you think?
I don't think so.
He's betting against you. Okay, that was good. In our test round, I bet against him, and it worked. So, Gavin, what do you think?
Okay, I remember being in chemistry class as a high schooler and us using the pH scale to determine acidity, neutral, and stuff like that.
But for soil?
Never for soil, but I just don't remember there being something else to determine those scientific-y things.
Okay. Scientific-y things. Okay.
So
good.
I'm just going to stick to my gut. I'd be wrong, but I'm going to go with the pH scale.
All right. Well, you should not be able to get this right for scientific-y scale, but yes, you did get it right.
Let's go!
It is the pH scale. So he got that right. So you do not get a point there, Ashley. You bet against him. Here we go. DeForest is the middle name of which movie star? Cary Grant, Clark Gable, Humphrey Bogart, or Mr. Gump? What do you think? Is he going to get this right or wrong?
I think he'll get it right.
Oh, really? Going to get this one right. Okay, what do you say, Gavin?
This one's just going to be blind, like, guesswork, because I don't know actors' middle names. I don't feel like people do that. Okay,
right.
But I'm going to go with Cary. Was it Cary Grant?
Cary Grant was the number one.
I'm going to go with Cary Grant.
Cary Grant, okay.
Please.
Not Mr. Gump.
Nope.
That one is wrong. Not Clark Gable.
Oh.
Not Cary Grant.
Oh.
It's Humphrey DeForest Bogart. Oh, no.
Man.
Unfortunately, Ashley could not figure you out today. You are an enigma wrapped in a riddle, and I'm so sorry, Ashley, it didn't work out for you today, but we have a lovely parting gift, and thank you so much for playing along with us here on The Wally Show.
All right, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I know kids get all excited about Halloween and, you know, fall festivals, however you do that holiday, but this was a kind of a cool thing. Disney, obviously, there's a ton of Disney costumes that you probably will spend a lot of money on. You know, because who doesn't want to be Elsa or Anna this year? You know, but this was something I came across that I thought was really, really cool. Disney's doing a line of adaptive kids costumes. And you're like, wait, what does that mean? Huh. Adaptive kids costumes. They're costumes for kids that have special needs and can't just fit into like a normal costume.
Gotcha.
That they would sell off the rack there. And so they have these really cool ones that are wheelchair covers.
Nice.
So you've got a kid that's, you know, in a wheelchair, and all of a sudden his wheelchair, her wheelchair, can be turned into the Mandalorian, the Incredibles suit and car.
Oh my goodness.
It is awesome. They look so good.
Sweet.
And like Buzz Lightyear, like his costume is the spaceship box. So the box that Buzz Lightyear came in, like, that is what the wheelchair gets turned into. I mean, I was so floored by how cool these things look.
Yeah.
I want one.
And in all honesty, like, that's more unique. And honestly, that sounds cooler than what I can get at Walmart off of the hanger.
And get this. This was the crazy thing. I'm like, okay, so you got a wheelchair thing. You got more material in it and more time to engineer it and make it. So, obviously, this is going to cost you hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
But this was the big shock in it. $49 were most of these things. I'm like, Disney,
nicely
put on you.
Nicely done.
Yes, you make me walk through a gift shop after I exit every ride, and you're trying to get my money at every turn. But this is one time where I think they actually did something really good. And so if you have, like, a kid at your church, or it's one of your children that has special needs and maybe uses a wheelchair on the daily, this could be a really cool costume this year for them to just own the holiday, because they look great and they're not crazy expensive. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you out.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian Washington without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's the Wally Show.
So years after he lost his dad on 9/11, there's a Navy sailor who inspires his shipmates every September 11th. He says, my dad died in a tragic way in the Twin Towers on 9/11. And the first place I was stationed was Pearl Harbor. I feel like there's a link. I'm serving somewhere where a lot of people died, and I saw the memorial every day. So every year, Eddie addresses his crew and shares with them the story. He's on the USS Ronald Reagan, a super carrier, which is in the Arabian Sea right now. And all of our armed forces have the same reverence for 9/11 as they do for Pearl Harbor Day or Memorial Day. And so he tells his story of being sent home from school early on September 11th and seeing his mother sitting in front of the TV just crying and knowing something was wrong but not knowing what. And that night his mom made pasta as usual for the family but left a full plate in Eddie's dad's chair.
Oh.
And that's, I know, that gets you, especially you, you're a military kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Gavin. And so, like, they've done this tradition every year on 9/11 since, which is kind of a cool thing. And, you know, it's like her words to her son, like his mom, was pretty neat. She said, Daddy's here with you. You may not see him physically, but he's in your heart. If you make him proud, he'll live forever in you. Make your father proud, and that's what he would want from you. And then he enlisted, and then he's serving his country. And so it's a pretty cool story. And that's just one of many stories that you're going to hear in the coming days. And one that I'm super, super excited about. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Francesca DeVito on. She is just like you. She listens to the show. She's been a fan of the show for a while. And we got to know her one time when she called in to tell us a story about her dad who passed away in the Twin Towers. He was a fireman. He was a policeman, Robert Seary, and he defied orders to go back in to try to save people, and it ended up costing him his life. Super, super powerful story, and we're going to have that on the show tomorrow, and you'll be able to see it at wayfm.com tomorrow as well and see the entire interview. But man, it's one of those things. This is a conversation I've really been wanting to have because I didn't even know her full story, and there's moments that make me go, oh!
Wally cries at least 3 times.
Yeah, I wanted you to edit that out, but okay. thanks, Gavin. But anyway, so make sure you check it out tomorrow with us here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I know women complain a lot about men being hard to buy for.
Oh, yeah.
I like, my wife constantly is like, man, you're just so hard to buy for. Betty has said that a lot of times with regard to birthday presents. And I don't think that anything could be further from the truth. Like, check this out. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains and a guy from Soundgarden. They were like Seattle bands like back in the day in the 90s. Okay, so huge bands in the 90s. They are doing the Sounds of Seattle Rock Camp. So you, as just a normal person, can go to rock camp with these guys. Like, absolutely. What do you mean, wife, that you can't find anything for me for my birthday or Christmas? Send me to rock camp. Like, that's all. I think guys like experiences and weird things like this.
That's a camp where I can see your people. I'm not gonna say older.
No, absolutely.
But your generation, loving
older
it.
Guys that like when you were younger didn't have the money to be able to go and do that. So you get a little bit older, you've saved a little bit, and you're like, okay, now I can splurge on something fun that I would like to do. Like, so rock camp would be pretty dope, actually. Like, so honey, if you're listening, rock camp. another thing I'd like to do is surf camp. With Kelly Slater or Kai Lenny. I'd love those two guys as surfers. I grew up surfing.
And yeah.
So, like, for me, again, it's like, hey, like, let me just go on a little quick 3-day trip and go surfing or something. That'd be cool. I would forever love that.
When was the last time you surfed?
Oh, years. I was in Hawaii, and I surfed badly.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I've been, you know, I wakeboard and stuff, too. But, like, so that would be something good. Like, Gavin, what would, an adult camp for you be?
I always grew up, we'd go to Wisconsin to see my grandpa, and we'd go out on, like, a motorboat, and I would see guys on their sailboats.
Yes.
Sailing looks really cool. I believe it's very hard. I would love to learn how to sail.
You've never sailed?
No, I've never done it.
Oh my goodness, I can make your dream come true.
What?
I grew up sailing.
Wally's sailing camp.
I am a good sailor. There's a place near here we can go sailing, Gavin.
Oh, really?
I will take you sailing.
Oh, let's do
All
it.
All right, see, look how happy he is. See? And Haley can pay me because it's a gift she got you.
Okay.
It's perfect.
I'll tell her.
It works for both of us, okay? Sailing camp with Gavin. All right, so here's what I'm curious about with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. As an adult, what is the camp you would love to go to? You don't have to be a guy for this. It can be a guy or a girl. Like, what is the camp you are like, man, I wish this existed, or if it does, you need someone to send you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Joseph, what are you thinking?
I think hang gliding would be cool. Something where you can, you know how they fly like a squirrel through the sky?
Mm-hmm.
They'll fly around the mountains.
Hang gliding is one of those things I've always wanted to try, but I don't want to do it where you run off of a mountain and you're fully committed. I'd like to do that kind where they tow you up from a grassy hill, and that way,
yeah,
if you don't like it, you're like, okay, we can just set it down. Set her down, because if you jump off a mountain, you're committed at that point.
Yeah, that's the more extreme version.
Well, hopefully, like, your wife is listening, and she'll set you up this year maybe for Christmas with hang gliding camp.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a wife, but hopefully soon.
Well, maybe you'll find a wife at hang gliding camp.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You find that other person that has your sense of adventure, and you find out that you guys both scream at the same high pitch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, Joseph, thanks for being on with us, man.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, Tammy, you're up. What would your adult camp that you'd like to go to be?
I have 5 children, so I would go to any camp. I don't care. I would just send me away for a week anywhere.
Yeah, solitary confinement camp. That would be great,
yes,
for you.
That'd be great.
Alone camp where no one's allowed to ask what's for dinner.
That's right.
What would yours be, Denise?
A zoo camp.
A zoo camp? Okay, why a zoo camp?
So that you can get in the background of all the places of the zoo and maybe feed a baby lion or a cub or a baby giraffe or a...
That is interesting that you went with the most dangerous animal first. I was expecting feed a penguin or something like that. Feed a lion. We're just going to jump right in here. Some zoos offer backstage tours of things, like if you're a zoo supporter. I know the one in Knoxville does, and so that's kind of cool. You could actually go on some of these experiences. So they do offer them. Check with your local zoo, and you might be able to put something together.
Oh, I will. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem. I don't think they're going to let you pet a lion, but you could clean up some elephant poop, probably.
Oh.
Okay. I can do that.
I love her. That's the person you want on your tour.
Yeah.
Denise is up for anything. I love it. All right, Sarah, you're up. What is the adult camp you would like to go to?
I would like to go to drum camp, percussion camp.
Oh, okay. Where did that come from for you?
I was in junior high, and I had a sexist band director who said that girls don't play drums. So despite going to band camp the summer before and learning partially how to play the drums, I got stuck learning how to play the clarinet because I was a girl.
Oh, see, that's so wrong. Like, because I'm a girl dad, and so, like, I would be frustrated with anybody that told her and tried to limit her on something like that. Like, that drum should be for anybody. You know, any instrument should be for anybody if you have a desire to play it.
I agree. I mean, 30 plus years later, it still kind of pokes me every once in a while, like, why?
Here's what you do. Go take drum lessons. They might not have drum camp, but I know they have drum lessons. So go take drum lessons. It's a passion for you. Get good at it and own it. Then buy a drum set, put it on a flatbed truck, drive it past that teacher's house at 4:30 in the morning, and show him that you've learned how to play drums and that he's inspired you.
I'm sure he's with the Lord at this point.
Oh.
But, I
saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this might be my favorite segment on the show because it's a chance for me to help you be the most interesting person in any room you're in, whether it's a party, whether it's a meeting at work. That is my goal here, and it's to give you nuggets of wisdom that you can drop at the ready to impress somebody. So Gavin, Give me a category, and I will give you a nugget of wisdom.
We're going to put some pinkies up today.
Oh.
I'm going to go with fine dining.
Oh, okay. I like this. I just so happen to have something that is topical in this category, kind of.
Of course you do.
McDonald's.
Oh, well.
For some people, that's fine dining. like, I love me some McDonald's. I'd rather have that than a $70 steak, I'll be honest with you. So a lot of people for years weren't sure what that purple monster Grimace was.
Oh, yeah.
At McDonald's.
Because
they've got the Hamburglar, pretty obvious. You got Mayor McCheese, obvious. But Grimace, you're like, what is he? Is he a purple McNugget that went bad? Oh. Like, what is this
That's
guy?
That's not pretty.
It turns out that Grimace is a taste bud.
And what?
Yeah, he's a taste bud. Originally, he was supposed to be like an evil milkshake-stealing taste bud, and they freaked kids out, so then they painted a smile on him and made him a happy taste bud. So Grimace is a taste bud.
What color are our tongues?
If you look at real taste buds, they kind of resemble
really?
That. Yeah, so somebody out of McDonald's just confirmed that the other day.
That
so
blew my mind.
Yeah, give me one more.
Okay. Pinky's still up.
Okay.
Let's go with... You don't read a lot, but let's go with literature.
Oh, okay.
Can you do it?
Yes. Oh. This was actually a book written by a doctor.
Oh.
So you know it's going to be good. Dr. Seuss, actually. did you know that Green Eggs and Ham, he wrote this book because he was challenged by a publisher to write a book with only 50 words in it?
It's only got... That's amazing.
Yeah. It now, they're repeated over and over again, but it only has 50 unique words in the book.
Because it's Green Eggs and Ham, Sam I Am, all throughout every single page.
Yeah. Oh. So there you go.
Makes sense.
So you can bust that out. That's a good one. Like if you are a teacher, you could bust that out. If you are at a meeting and you're like having a thing you guys got to read, you're like, hey, funny story about reading. And then you could bust that out. And then people go, wow, Jenkins, you're amazing.
Jenkins.
To the head of the class. We're moving you up. So there you go. That is your mind blown for today. I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home, and get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Our job is not one that many people would consider active. We're active in the brain, though. We're always thinking and on the move here. But we do sit in these chairs in our offices for...
hours.
The whole day.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a very sedentary type job.
Yeah. But a list was made of jobs for people who are lazy and want to get paid still, though.
Oh, did DJ make the list?
It didn't make the list.
It should have.
It should have. The first one, I love this one, TV or film critic.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just sit there and you write about a movie.
You watch movies.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I got a film degree.
Sure.
And I probably could find my way into... I could seek out this kind of role someday.
You would have to definitely have some sort of side thing where you worked out or you... Because, like, if you're just spending all your time in theaters and eating popcorn, because you cannot go to the theater without eating popcorn or...
a candy.
Like, I went the other day and my wife asked, do you want me to bring you a candy? I said, no, it's fine. And I said, I probably won't even eat popcorn. Sure enough, we got there and the smell, I had popcorn. And then I was like, hey, did you bring you a candy? She's like, no, you told me not to.
I need seconds. A house sitter, which again, I don't see that as being like a full-time job.
Sure. But great if it was. You think you just, if you went from place to place and never had to even own your own home.
And just do it in like Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Do it in nice places.
Don't do it in small towns or anything like that. And then a test proctor. So there's people who actually sit around while other people just take tests.
Oh.
You just make sure that people aren't cheating. And have a pencil or something.
I can't even imagine how boring that job would be.
And then the last one was a security guard. But you've got to choose your location well.
Sure.
As a place that's not going to get robbed.
Okay.
Or anything like that. Like my father-in-law was a security guard for a movie theater.
Okay.
And there were weeks when the worst case scenario was just handling some, you know, teens that were trying to get into a rated R movie.
Yeah, or a fight. Yeah. Things like that.
Little things.
Yeah, what would be the best security job where no one was going to break in? A mortuary? Maybe? Like, because, yeah, like, no one wants to break into that. What do you want there?
Maybe so, a beauty shop?
Yeah.
No, some people are crazy, actually, about that.
I don't know. It's something to look forward to is in my retirement.
Security guard.
I'm gonna be a security guard. Paul Blart. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever driven by a road as it's being repaved, there's that smell of asphalt that permeates the air. And I always feel bad for the people that work in that job. I've done road work before.
So you have to breathe it in all day.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before, and it's the worst. And you smell like it. And there is a construction company in Portland that's trying to change that. They are infusing the asphalt with flower-scented oils.
That is so interesting.
I know. And it's so Portland, too, because it's essential oils that they're using.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but it makes the road, at least while they're working on it, smell better for them. I think that's great. And unless, like, the smell of flowers is off-putting to you, you know, which is possible. But I think that's a really cool thing. Now, they don't know how long the road will actually continue to smell like that once it dries and sets. But while they're working on it, as while you drive by, like, oh, this is a wonderful forest I'm driving through.
Yeah.
And you're just on a paved road just being repaved. So I thought that was a cool thing. But it did remind me of how smells can take us back.
Oh, sure.
You can smell something and instantly be transported back to a time.
Every time I smell a McDonald's, it takes me back to being a 6 or 7 year old in that, when they used to have play places.
The play places, yeah.
And those sometimes never smelled great.
Yeah. It takes me back to the before I weighed this much, you know, like the first McDonald's run that started all this. I think dirt takes me back.
Okay.
Dirt has a smell to it. Believe it or not, dirt has a smell. When you're digging, if you've ever gotten your hands dirty and you dug, it has a smell to it. And my dad had a construction company. That's what I grew up doing with him, work with dirt moving, in essence, okay? Dredging. And so it always had the smell, and it reminds me of that time with him when I was younger working,
sure.
And I got to work with my dad. It was great, and I still think about that anytime I do anything or I drive by a construction site and I can smell that smell. It instantly makes me think of my dad.
That's cool.
Which is great. Yeah, I love that. It's a great memory for me. So I'm curious for you, is there some sort of smell, maybe it's an odd smell that no one else would really think twice about, but it has a memory for you. It takes you back. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear yours right now. So what is yours?
Some of our patients that we work with use this vanilla orange lotion, and it immediately takes me back to my second grade classroom.
Who wore the lotion? Was it your teacher?
I think it was the cleaner that they used in the room in the school.
Oh, okay.
But it takes me back every time.
Now, was second grade a good year for you?
Yes, it was my first year that we moved to Tennessee. So it was like a big change in my life, and I loved it.
If I was your husband, I would buy you this orange cleaner, and not to be rude, like, hey, you need to clean more, but just like, honey, I just want to transport you back in time and let you live out some of those old dreams while you're cleaning the bathroom.
It would probably help.
So, Sabina, do you have a smell like that?
Yes, I do. For me, it's sawdust.
Okay, why sawdust?
My grandpa back in Germany, he had a small wood shop in his basement, and he did a lot of creative stuff. So I would love to sit there and watch him work. And so every time I smell sawdust, it instantly takes me back there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't think people realize that sawdust has a smell to it, because I do a lot of woodworking myself, and I know that smell well. They've got to make some sort of sawdust cologne. There has to be that. Gavin, can you Google that? Because I think Sabina would like to get this for her husband as maybe a gift. There has to be sawdust man cologne.
That would be awesome.
My mom once made me this plaque for my shop. It says, sawdust is just man glitter.
Man glitter? There is a company that does sell sawdust cologne.
There
oh
you
goodness.
Go. See?
Wow. Okay. I will definitely look that up.
All right, Vicky, you're up. What is that smell that instantly takes you back?
Mine is fresh dug potatoes, like in the potato patch. Every time I smell where potatoes have been dug, it takes me back to when I was a kid, because every year the county fair would come around about that time, and Daddy would say, we have to get the potatoes dug and crated, and then you can go to the fair. So now when I smell it, I just think about my childhood and going to the fair and my daddy.
I don't know that I have ever heard a more country story on this show. and I work with Betty Rock, but I absolutely adore that story, Vicky.
I'm pretty country.
I love it. Are you kidding me? You got to get the potatoes dug, girl, before I carry you off to the fair. Well, what I really love about it is that it reminds you of your daddy.
You know, my daddy's been gone a year today, and I have so many things just flooding me, and it's breaking my heart, but I know he's in heaven and he's in a better place. It just kills us as his kids.
Well, I'm glad you got to share with us about your dad today. That's really great,
yes,
great timing.
I am too.
See, look how the Lord works, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
All right, Gavin, what you got? Way Now is our side stream where you can go and find music that has a different vibe to it compared to what we hear every day here on Way FM. You can go for hip-hop, some rap, a little bit more pop. And every week we like to share new music that is playing over on Way Now. And this week, the artist is Tidashi, who we love. And he plays in that song with Jordan Feliz, The River. Super good. And the song is called Lights in the City.
Well, that's Frozen. Give me the other page, please. Boy, I don't
do that very often anymore.
I thought Tidashi really ripped off Frozen there for a minute. Okay, this is Tidashi.
Can't ever get enough lighting, yeah, you prove it. Oh, yeah. Blind to their lies and I can see right through it. But now my eyes wide open, I see you moving. You can make it so dumb.
I really like that. I like that almost as much as Frozen. Like, Frozen's pretty dope. I thought Frozen was great. This is way better than Frozen.
A lot of his old stuff, he was like way more hardcore. This has a bit of a pop vibe, but it's not, you're right, it's not quite
this is a
Frozen.
Bop. Yeah, well, this is a bop. And it's something that, too, like, it's not so far outside of, like, even what we do here. Like, this is enjoyable. But if you got somebody that really likes hip hop and things like that, maybe tell them about Way Now, because it has a completely different flavor. And from time to time, it's nice to have this going as well in your own minivan.
Absolutely.
So how do you find it?
You want to go check out the Way Now app, or you can go to waynowmusic.com.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out, so I'm doing the least of these duties today. I came across this list that I found interesting of different celebrities. Now, well-known celebrities that got their start like on TV shows or competition shows, okay? So you've got Amy Schumer. She's a comedian, and she came in on Last Comic Standing.
Oh, okay.
And came in like fourth place. Didn't even win, but went on to do stand-up in movies and things like that. Do you remember the show Star Search by any chance?
No, I've never... I've never heard of that.
It was the predecessor to American Idol.
Oh, okay.
It was hosted by Ed McMahon, who used to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And it was basically that. It was a big deal. And a lot of stars I didn't know got their start there. Christina Aguilera started there before she went to Disney. Beyonce started there with that's a band called Girls Time, T-Y-M-E. Super dope. Usher competed on Star Search, and even Alanis Morissette.
So, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Alanis Morissette is?
I don't. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Okay. I just keep forgetting your age. American Idol, obviously, is more in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
And so, you know some famous people that came out of that. Carrie Underwood, yep. Jennifer Hudson. But, Gavin, can you come up with some of the Christian artists that were discovered on American Idol?
American Idol. Okay, I know.
Give me the rundown.
I know that Colton Dixon was there.
Nice. Good job. That's one.
Danny Gokey as
well? Yes, that's two.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, you're missing you're missing, like, the preeminent one.
The preeminent one.
Simon Cowell had a big problem with her, and, like, she fought back at
Lauren
him.
Lauren Daigle.
No.
Oh, wait.
Lauren Daigle didn't even get to the Simon Cowell range. Like,
did she not?
Got sent home. Well, she got through the first rounds, but she got sent home before the Hollywood week. She was on the season Ellen was a host.
Oh my goodness.
Or a judge.
I can't think of who this is.
You're gonna kick yourself.
Is it Francesca Battistelli?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Mandisa.
Oh, yeah.
Disa. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
She was one that Simon Cowell went at her a little bit, and she like stood her ground. And good for her. Yeah, she was great. And so, yeah, those are a couple of the kids that came out, young kids, that came out of American Idol that went on to be a great Christian artist that we play today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I consider myself kind of handy around the house. Like, you put a hole in the drywall, I can fix it like it was never there. I fix stuff in my house all the time. I put my own balusters in. I cut all the wooden ones out and put metal ones in there.
Nice.
I've done some deck work. Like, I like doing that kind of stuff. Hey, you're not quite handy yet, Gavin, are you?
Not yet.
Okay.
My wife is, though. Like, she is the one who fixes things and builds things, and I cheer her on.
Okay. All right. You know what? You found a dynamic that works for you. That's great. And it's non-traditional. Good for you. Breaking the stereotypes of being manly. I love it.
Oh,
I love it. No, I said I love it. I said I'm impressed. But you can tell I'm looking at you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But I will say this. I have this one thing that I fixed in my house. I was really proud of this. Your faucets, when they drip, a lot of faucets have a cartridge inside them. You take the handle off, there's a cartridge inside of it. And it's got, you replace that and you replace some O-rings and things like that. So I replaced all that. But they have a stop, and it stopped it from leaking, but they have a stop that lets the handle not go too far back. For some reason, the stop that I put in there is not working on my wife's side.
Weird.
So as she turns the water off, if she pushes it till it stops, it will keep running. But then if she moves it back just a little bit, it stops running. So something's broken in the stop, or I did something wrong. I can't figure it out. And so I'm curious if you have that thing at your house that's just a little broken, but you decided, I'm just going to live with it.
It's not a hole in the wall.
No, it's not a hole in the wall. But
it's not nothing.
Livable.
Yeah.
Well, like, my daughter was using my wife's sink last night, and my wife was like, oh, honey, because my daughter doesn't use her sink, so she doesn't know. She just turned it off and walked out, but it kept running. And she's like, darling, you have to do that so the handle goes back all the way, and then back about an eighth of a turn, you know? so she knows the trick to it now, but it's just a little broken. And so that's what I'm curious about. What's that thing in your house that's a little broken that you've lived with for quite some time? Because I don't see myself fixing this anytime soon. I know I need to, but I got 10 other things I got to do, and it's low on the priority list. So 855-33-WAY-FM. And maybe if you have something really easy, we'll send Gavin over to fix it in your house.
No.
855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Has that happened to you?
Yes, the bathroom doorknob. It just does not want to stay together.
It just keeps coming apart?
Oh, Teflon tape will keep it together.
Oh, yeah, you got to use duct tape. Duct tape fixes everything. Yeah, Teflon tape, yes. No. Duct tape, yes. All right, Heather, what's that thing at your house that's just a little broken?
So I had a dryer that the door did not shut, so I had to put a 5-gallon bucket with some books stacked on top, and it would do the job.
You know what? You get used to it, and pretty soon you're like, it's been 3 years. I've been lifting this bucket on here.
Yes, literally it was about 2.5, 3 years before finally I wrote down and just bought a new dryer because something else messed up. So I was like, okay.
That is so great. I love that you fixed it yourself, though. You saw the problem and you fixed it.
There you go. It worked great.
So, John, what's that for you?
My wife and I have separate showers. She likes the big tub. I like the stall. But my shower has intermittent hot water. So, and it doesn't happen to hers, so I thought it was our tankless water heater. So I sat there and babysat it looking for codes to pop up, didn't do it. So they tech support told me it might be the mixing valve in my shower. So I replaced the mixing valve, that little cartridge thing like you were talking about. I thought, it's fit. Well, started doing it again. So I don't know what to do. My wife is working, so I'm just living with it. And she's just saying, she's good. She don't care.
Yeah, I would shower in her shower, honestly. At that point, I'm like, honey, I'm sorry. Occupied. I'm not going through this again.
I tried that, but then I used the Sweet Bee body spray, and it just kind of messes me up, you know?
Yes. All right, Tanya, what is that thing that's just a little broken at your house that you just kind of live with?
Well, I'm not sure what you call it. That little tension piece that makes your screen door and your security door shut without you having to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hydraulic arm.
Right. And it's been broke for like 3 months now. It actually snapped away from the screw, so I need to go get a whole new one. But every night when I'm sitting there and the wind catches it and opens it up because the grandbabies didn't shut it all the way, I keep going, man, I really need to go get another one of them. If I could just get them to shut it, I don't really need to fix that. I just need to train them.
That's it. You need better grandkids, not a better screen door.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're living up to that right now here with good news. Giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you because the regular news can be a little heavy, so we like to lighten things up here and there. Gavin, good news. Giddy up. Go.
There was a lady in Wisconsin that says that dad jokes helped her recover from a back surgery. So her doctor told her to go on walks every day, and that was daunting at first. I'm fully healthy and I don't go on walks every day.
Yeah.
So good on her. But then she noticed that a neighbor was posting dad jokes outside their house each morning to cheer people up. So now she never skips because she doesn't want to miss the next dad joke.
Oh, that's kind of funny. And it got her moving again, which is really good too. That's a lot of work to do jokes every day and be mindful about putting them out there. So good on them as well. This is one, another note that a guy got in Reno from his neighbor that said they wanted to talk to him about the music he's been playing.
Uh-oh.
And if you live in a neighborhood, you always know someone's going to complain about something. So I'm sure this guy was immediately on guard and was thinking the worst. Well, it turns out it wasn't a noise complaint. It was the opposite. Who does that? They wanted him to turn up his music so they could hear it better. And they said he's got great taste in music and they wanted him to send them a list of the songs so they could add it to their playlist.
You're like, raise the roof.
Yeah, you're like, that does not ever happen.
No.
And that makes it a good news story for sure. And that's your good news getting up for today.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.